We're up to Simon Memches. It's one seif, but there is a pre-seif from the Ramah here, so we'll start with that. Haga va'omrim parshas ha-tamid. So we're supposed to say in the morning the parsha of the korban tamid. V'yeshomim seder ha-maracha. Some say the seder of lighting up the fires in the mizbeach. V'ribono olam asher tatzi v'sani. Some say these extra tefillos as well. V'im e'ef sher la'omro b'tzibur yachol la'omro b'veso. V'lachzor parshat tzibur ha-tamid l'vadim ha-tzibur. So he says if you can't say it, either Yeshul doesn't say it or they say it too fast. You can say them at home, but then when you get to the Parshas HaTamid, you should say it again together with the Tzibur. We'll explain why that is shortly. So you should the second time you say it, just have in mind, I'm stam saying words of Torah, I already said the Parshas HaTamid at home. So let's go into the Mishnah Berurah here for a second. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph discusses why we say the Parshas HaTamid, because we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that if we can't bring the Karbanos, so we should be Osik Bohen with Farshiosan, and then Ma'alala Vakasu Kilu Hikrivam. We've learned from the Pasuk, Unishalim Parim Sivasenu. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's nearly poshut, it appears obvious to him that if a person is a learned individual, he doesn't say you have to be a big Talmud Chacham, he says, Mishio Deya Sefer, your guy knows how to read some Jewish books. So it's a mitzvah lilmud b'gemara pirish ha-mimra hazo, it's a mitzvah to learn the explanations of these parshios. Chin ma'ashanu om b'chol yom, yani asiyas ha-ketores, kedei sheyavin ma'ashihu omer, v'zet e'chashev lo ha-amir b'mokam ha-ketores. If you want your Amira to count as if you actually brought it, you have to actually understand what you're saying. So you should learn the sugyas to the best of your ability of these psukim and these brisos and mishnayos that we're going to say. And then when you say the parshios, it'll be a kiyum of having actually learned them and brought them. It's what about standing? So he says it's roi to stand definitely for the parshas atamid. He quotes that from the Prima Gadim, and specifically in those days, they used to read it B'tzibur B'kol Ram, the Parshas HaTamid. That's why, he says in Sifkat and Beis, that's why, or in Gimel, that's why they used to, it says that if you said it at home, you should say it again with the Tzibur, because the Tzibur used to say it together, so you shouldn't ever be in shul where the Tzibur is saying something out loud, and you're just sitting there not saying it. And therefore, you should say it again a second time with the Tzibur, having said it at home. But then continuing back in Sifkat and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah just points out that when you say the Yehi Ratzon, it should be Ki'ilu Hikravnu Korban HaTamid, or he says even a more correct Nusach is to be Ki'ilu Korav HaTamid B'Moado, but you should never say Ki'ilu Hikrav Ti Korban HaTamid, because it's not a Korban HaYachid, it's a Korban HaTzibur. He says that Lashon of Hikrav Ti, if you want to say the Parshas HaChatas, because the Parshas HaChatas is specifically for you and not for anybody else, and therefore you say Ki'ilu Hikrav Ti for that, but there he said points out that would be the wrong Nusach for the Korban Tamid. Okay, going further in the Ramah, so he says, "V'nagu hamedaktikim lehisnoeya b'kashasha koren b'Torah dugma satorsha nitna bereses." So he says, "There's those who are careful about mitzvos; they shake back and forth, they wave back and forth, they shuckle when they learn Torah, which is similar to matan Torah, which was given with shaking." L'chein b'shah shemispalim. So too when they daven, al shem kol atzmosai tomar naHashem mikamocha. So based on the pasuk that all of my bones should say Hashem who is like you. So you want to get your whole body into it. So Mishnah Berurah just points out. He says there's some poskim who disagree and say you should not shake. You should only shake when you learn Torah, or psukei dizim, and also psukei dizim and berakos kriyas shema. But when you stand shmon esrei, you're supposed to stand still. He says, but Ovid Kemar Ovid, you could go either way on this one. There are those who like it, there are those who don't like it. He says, but definitely don't stand there with your body still and your head is shaking in all kinds of different directions. He says, that's Derech Gaiva, and that nobody holds is a good idea. Okay, let's do the actual Mechaber here. B'Shabbos Omer Meitzel Parshas HaTamid, says the Mechaber, Psukei Musaf de Shabbos. When you say the Parshas HaTamid on Shabbos, you add those two Psukim of Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Kvasim, etc. But you don't have to add it on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to add it on Yantiv, because we're going to read those when we say the Haftorah. Or we say the Maftir, sorry. And when we say Musaf. Sorry, that was a mistake. Rosh Chodesh v'chein Noagin. So he says, but Mishrama says we do say the parshios the psukim of Rosh Chodesh k'dei lefarsim shu Rosh Chodesh v'cheinu l'kam. So he says just to show off that it's Rosh Chodesh, but Mishnah Berurah points out, but Yantif we don't need to because we already said Kiddush last night. We already made a whole big deal about Yantif last night, so everybody knows it's Yantif already. But Shabbos we have to say the parshios at the beginning because you can't read for the maftir because it's only two psukim, and therefore we read it in the Karbanos as well.